everybody. Thanks for tuning in to episode 244 of the Overseas Connection, the official podcast of the G4TE.com community. And today is November 12th, 2013. Next gen just around the corner. In fact, this is the last podcast that will happen in the current gen. It's crazy. I am one of your hosts, Greg DeLacy. With me this week, as always, Mr. Count On, always here, Mike Chin.
Hello, listeners.
Mike, did you ever think you would be considered the reliable one?
You should ask Matt that, who I work with. He'll be like, yeah, right. Strolling at 10 past 9 every day. Hey!
And Mike, also joining us this week, returning fan favorite, personal favorite, Mr. Robin Tate.
It only does everything. I have nothing to offer but rumor and speculation. But there you go. I am always excited, and I'm here, and it's lovely to be here again. So, hi!
One of the nicest men you'll ever meet, Robin Tate.
He is. It is a vicious rumor, but it's true.
Right, I'm going to start again with Halo Wars now, Greg, so you carry on.
No, you are not, Mike. No, you are not.
It's already, I've already pressed start.
Well, why don't you just talk about it instead of, playing it?
Because no one wants to hear me talk about it.
Fantastic, yes. That's what you really wanted to do.
I have a copy of Halo Wars. Do you have it, Greg?
I do.
Why don't we all play together?
Yes, and then, Mike, you could make a video of it. You kicking my ass this time as opposed to when I kicked.
Yeah, things have changed, eh? There's somebody on Halo Wars, and his name is My Dumb Name.
My Dumb Name?
Yeah.
Sounds like he wants a fight.
Pretty good, isn't it?
It is pretty good. All right, so yeah, we've got a resemblance of a podcast crew.
Yep.
So, casting call has gone out, by the way. I figured I'll jump on this right now. We're still looking for people. I think now are pretty confident we're going to be shifting our podcast date, not before next week. Next week we'll record on a regular Tuesday, because we are going to be crossing our fingers in the graces of God, having Mr. Christopher Matthew on, what probably is going to be the last time for him on the show. Hopefully not, but that's the way it's kind of shaping up, and that's just job related. Not that he hates all of us and is really angry at everybody who thought the Enterprise could beat a Star Destroyer in a fight, because clearly that was not the case. We'll record next week regular time, but then I think we're going to be making that shift, and we're going to be able to pick up quite a few kind of guest hosts in doing that. There's a little bit more flexibility doing it on a Friday versus a Tuesday.
Not for me.
I know, Mike. You will be a potential casualty from week to week.
Yeah. I might not be as regular.
Yeah, well, we're losing you, Mike. We gain in so many other ways.
You sound like my primary school teacher. I might not be on as regular if we start doing it on Friday. But, whatever. Me and you, Greg, we'll still have to, we'll catch up, me and you.
We'll figure it out. We will figure it out. But again, this is all certainly not set in stone as of yet, but we're leaning towards that.
Yeah.
It's kind of shifting that. And this would allow us to also get Skulldugger on a little more often.
Yay.
I know there's a few other people, and potential Americans, cause I'm it right now. Like all the Brits are like, oh yeah, I can do it. I can do it. And all the Americans are like, I don't know.
What are potential Americans? Really? I mean, am I a potential American?
I think we all are.
Well, you all are potential Americans because...
there you go.
I mean, in some weird way, I think we're all related.
Aren't we the 51st state anyway?
These are all friggin' Irish, aren't you?
Irish or Italian.
Every American I meet is Irish. They may have an Italian accent and they've been living in America for 50 or 60 years, but their aunts, sisters, dogs, wives, cousins, second birthdays, something removed came from Ireland, and that makes them Irish as well.
That's my story.
Yeah.
Totally my story.
Yeah.
Anyway, all right. Well, let's talk some games, guys. I'll start it off because I have really nothing to say other than I played a smidgen of Grand Theft Auto V. The entire week has been work, family, more work, family. a bunch of football on the weekend, watching more than playing. And, yeah, that's been pretty much my life, which
sounds
was
great.
Not fun. No, not really. I really wanted, every time I wanted to, like, game, I just could not make it work. So I was just like, ah. I will say this, though. Robert Owen, if you're listening to the show, check your email. Get in touch with me. You won. You won the contest for the Extra Life giveaway.
Ah.
Yes.
Very good.
I'll reach back out to him as well, but
sweet.
I just make sure he knows.
Cool.
And I do, you know, I have his email, so don't think you can just email me with some bogus email address and be like, I'm Robert Owen.
I'm Robert Owen.
Give me the money.
No, I'm Robert Owen.
Oh, I'm Brian.
Anyway, all right, moving on. Mike, Halo Wars, we know you play it a lot.
Yes, I enjoy that game.
It's good.
Yeah.
Are you excited about the potential that they might bring out another Halo Wars?
I am and I'm not, because they're going to fucking tablet this shit to death, aren't they? They're going to, oh, we can put it on multiple devices and all this fuck.
You think?
Yeah, they talked about it. They mentioned it.
Phil Spencer was saying he thought there was a place for Halo Wars 2.
Yeah, there is. You know, it's just, people are still playing it. People still love it. But it's such a unique game on the Xbox. So yeah, I really hope there's going to be a 2. But I hope they just don't fuck with it. I'd rather them just got to improve on what they've got rather than try and reinvent the wheel. You know what I mean? It's not a series that needs to be rebooted, is it? You know, it's a fucking it's only had one go. So.
But does it not make a perfect game for a tablet and stuff, like, you know?
Of course it
touch
does.
Control,
but like,
that
I don't want that because I don't have it.
You're old school.
Yeah, I think the point of it was a good RTS on a console, and that they will they will do it. They will put it so it's like cross-play on the tablet and the phone, right? I'm sure they will. But as long as it doesn't like get in the way of, as long as you can play it on the console, only on the console, and it's still pretty good, like, I'm happy with that. I can live with that.
Yeah, speaking of games that Microsoft never greenlit so far. I was hearing them talking about Rare and there was a leak from a former Rare employee talking about some of the games that they were working on, like a cameo, or cameo sequel. And the one that I honestly could have cared less for any of those, but they talked about a game called Black Widow. And it was basically about a mech spider. You controlled like a spider mech. And I was like, Why wouldn't you make that game? Seriously.
Spider mech.
Just for you?
Come on.
They'll sell one copy. Yeah. Well, they'll sort of maybe rent one copy.
I would get more people to buy it. Let me tell you. Yeah, I would. See how many people I got to buy XCOM?
Yeah, you suckered me into it.
I got Halo Wars. Mm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I should be getting some money for Halo Wars, surely. Some commission or something.
Sadly, the company closed down before you got your hands on it, Mike.
Yeah, but Microsoft's still going, aren't they?
Yeah.
Should
be getting some money. I haven't really been playing a lot. I played a bit of GTA Online, a bit of Halo Wars.
Still exciting and fun getting into a match with your friends.
Oh, it's fascinating. Oh, God, you'd love it. It's ridiculous. I mean, I just did a mission on my own. It was tragic yesterday. Because I couldn't find anyone. And, you know, usually the auto invite brings in a few randoms.
Right.
But it just wasn't working, so I don't know why.
It really seems to have died a death very, very quickly, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's weird.
You know, I think about GTA Online.
It'll have that culty following, won't it? Like, I mean, GTA 4 had a culty following for years and years.
I don't think you can call it a cult because it's like a massive mainstream game, but like, it has a dedicated following. People still play it. The same way, you know, Minecraft has a dedicated following, and the same way, I don't know,
The popular folk then have maybe moved on.
Yeah, they just kind
of. I almost think there's an apathy at the moment. Like a next-gen apathy with a lot of games now.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
I'm in a weird spot where there's not a lot of games I want to commit to, well, even playing so much as, you know, buying. Although I am getting XCOM Enemy Within. That's probably on
it's
my doorstep.
It's reviewing very, very well today on not the Metacritic, can we count everything, but it's, I think it's sitting on it about 88 miles an hour, and you know what they say when it hits 88 miles an hour?
Well, you don't need rudders.
Exactly. Yeah. You're going to see some serious shit. Yep.
But I wanted to talk about GTA Online real fast, because one of the things that amazed me about GTA 5, just in general, is that this game came out, and they like sent out review copies to reviewers, and yet part of the game was missing. Like, the entire online component was not there, wasn't even reviewable by reviewers. And everybody pretty much just gave it a pass. They're like, oh, well, that's cool. You know, we'll play that when we get it, and no big deal. It won't have any bearing on the review we're going to put out now.
Hmm. Yeah, I think most reviewers take the philosophy is like, whatever's on the disc is whatever they review.
Right, so, but GTA Online was such a big component of this game, yet it wasn't there at release.
So do you do you think that the review then would have been less than what it actually got because of the mess that it was in when it was launched? Or does it mean that it would go over 100?
Well, in terms of the pass that Rockstar got. I mean, think about like Call of Duty Ghosts. Could you imagine if Call of Duty Ghosts came out and they said, hey, by the way, online's not going to be available for 2 weeks.
Bit of a different beast, though, isn't it? You know?
Yeah,
it's not a fair comparison, I don't think. But I know what you're saying. Like, you're saying that they cut a portion of their game out and got away with it.
Right.
But I think it's just...
It's a portion of the game that, quite honestly, isn't that great. It's okay, and it's fun at times, but it is kind of a mess. And so it's like they cut it out, and they're not getting any kind of repercussions from that.
Mm.
That's, I guess, more to my point. It's like it's kind of the crap part of the game, and yet they cut it out, left it out there for 2 weeks so nobody could see it. They got the great reviews, and then they're like, okay, now it's opened up, and now you can play it. And, oh, by the way, it's kind of janky and a little bit broken in most of the time.
Yeah, well, maybe you're right. Maybe they would have said, yeah, well, the single player game is great, but the online's crap. And they might have done all that. Yeah, it might have affected the reviews, but I don't think it would have affected the sales.
No, everybody still would have bought it.
I think
you're
always going to sell 6 billion copies.
True.
Yeah.
All right, Mike, we're done with you.
Oh,
go back to playing Halo Wars.
There is one thing I want to mention. We had episode 200.
200.
200.
For the Veteran Gamers, we celebrated 200 episodes. We did a live show. Bongo was there.
Live show.
Nice. Yeah. Nice.
Yeah, you wasn't though, Greg. That's a bit weird.
No, I was not.
Oh, this got awkward quickly.
I was busy watching football. I couldn't be bothered to call into your show.
God damn it, Greg.
No, that's because I'm still not used to you guys recording on Sundays.
That's right, yeah. Somebody else got thrown off by that as well.
Yeah, no, I think there's a lot of people.
Congratulations to the Veteran Gamers.
Fantastic.
Yeah, thank you very much. Yeah, it was a good turnout. Plenty of people. And,
how many was on?
I think we reached about 25.
Wow.
Kind of on the night. It's not too bad for like a live show. So podcast is a weird thing because everyone's so used to kind of just listening to it in their own time. And a lot of people say, oh, I don't want to listen to it because I've got nothing to listen to. So it's just like, but it's only a one-off, you know. It's like you can survive. You'll be fine.
Now, I download my podcast and I kind of save them through the course of the week. They're great for being at the gym. They're great for listening to something early in the morning when I'm getting ready to go to the gym.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I spend so much time in the car. I generally like to blot out reality with a podcast of chitter chatter. It's really weird. I mean, I used to be such a big music guy. I had so many MP3s and CDs and vinyl. And now my music listening time is almost tiny because of podcasts and gaming podcasts and that sort of stuff.
Have you gotten into that mode of you start listening to political shows a lot, Robin? Because that is the sign of actually turning the corner and becoming old.
The closest thing that actually there is one that would make me feel very, very old. And it's very, very serious. And the podcaster is very, very mellow and down to earth and gets his message over across very, very well. It's a gentleman called, I think it's Professor Eric Piotrowski.
Oh, yeah.
And It's, what is that podcast called? The
Didactic Simcast.
Didactic Simcast, yes. Very, that's the most serious thing I listen to. And I don't understand half of it, but I love his excitement. It's fantastic. The excitement of it.
I know. I just laugh because, like, I'll go visit my parents and it's like 24/7 news channels. All we watch is like the same news over and over
and over again. Of course.
CNN, Fox News, I forgot what the other one, MSNBC, there's probably some other one in there. I mean, it's just, it's ridiculous. I'm like, at some point, can't we just watch like a cartoon or something? No, gotta watch the news.
Or something, you know what I mean?
Something might happen right now. Anyway. All right, enough of that. Robin, let's talk about games that you played.
Okay, well, I've been right up to date this week. I really have. And there's a reason behind my up-to-dateness, which I'll get to. My first game that I played all the way through the arcade mode was Forza 2.
so glad we put you
I
on
believe
this
Forza 2 was came out just after launch. And I have to say that... although the graphics maybe aren't just as fantastic as Forza 4 or Forza 5, the gameplay is just awesome. I had it. It's been sitting in my cupboard for ages. And the reason I'm playing it is I got an email in from Turn 10, the creator of Forza. Of course, Forza 5 is coming with my launch console next week. And they have this thing, this tiered mode. So all of the G4T car club, which is there's 150-odd members, they rank everybody through all of your gameplay through Forza 2, 3, 4, and Forza Horizon, and they give you an aggregate score, and you'll get rewards with Forza 5 for how loyal you've been, whether it be credits or free cards, stuff like that there. And I am annoyingly third on that list.
I'm pretty sure I'm like 150 on the list. I've got all of them and played all of them, but I haven't been the most dedicated Forza person with the last two.
Mark Anix is at top of the pile, so he has the top score of everybody in G4T. Yeah.
Guess what? He's gonna drop like a stone.
Yeah, well, I've seen him playing a bit more. Yeah, well,
he won't be playing Forza 5.
But I don't know. Is Mark getting a Xbone as well as the PS4?
Don't think so.
Because he sort of went to the dark side with Sony over the last
few years. He was all like in love with Drive Club.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And Kern 456, he is second. I'm just slightly behind him. So what I was doing is, well, I think I'll get Forza 2 out, and I'm sure I can quickly rank up my points a little bit there. So, because Mark is tier 5, and there's 6 tiers. And I'm tier 4 and currency 4. So Mark is top of the league as far as Forza is concerned in this community. Fantastic. So yeah, it still plays fantastically. You know, I like my driving games. I've been playing some more Diablo. Been playing a bit there this evening again.
And that's probably a lot more fun when you're not playing with somebody that's grumpy in the morning.
Yeah. Well, yeah, playing with you in the middle of Extra Life, you were a grumpy bugger, and at 4 in the morning, whatever it was, your time. And I'm on to my cheery self, and Greg doesn't sound like Greg. Greg sounds like Zombie Greg.
Zombie Greg.
You're talking Greg. Way too much for me in the morning. I don't want to talk, Robin. I don't want to
talk. Are you like me in the morning, Greg? Like, you're just grumpy?
No, usually I wake up, I'm like a morning person. There's no problem. Right. But at that point, I had just come, you know, I had just hit that wall and also had the time difference change. Like set in, like the realization of I was still actually 4 hours away from my finish as opposed to 3 had sunk in, and I was just bitter. And of course, Bongo's being all cheery and trying to talk to me, and I'm like, it's frickin' 4 o'clock in the morning. I gotta be quiet. I can't talk too loud. And Bongo's like,
come on,
you should get yourself a cup of coffee.
Okay, yeah, we're playing Diablo. Okay, up this way. Go this way. Come on. It was good.
So
a bit of Diablo, bit of Forza, very busy work-wise, not a lot of time. I have done some, I'm in full preparation mode for next week. I mean, wow, 22nd of November! I was in a certain Swedish flat pack shop yesterday, and I bought myself a big new console thing for my man cave. It's 1.8 meters long.
Yes, I saw that.
It has like three slots in the middle for the Xbox One. It's open now, and there's where it's going to be next week. I've got my 360, and then I've got a Wii and a PS3, and lots of space, and it's pretty minimalist, and it's fantastic, so I'm all excited. New generation, we have to have a new console. And I couldn't be more excited. Like, you know, just the space is perfect for that industrial-designed Xbox One. It's beautiful. It's like it was designed in Detroit. You know, they made not the sexiest cards. They were boxy and square, but they were practical and strong. American things, not like these slanty Japanese door wedge things.
There's some crazy irony to how you just described that.
It has the power supply inside it. I mean, why would you ever do that? How can you ever show off to your friends?
Why do you want practical stuff?
Yeah, I mean, for God's sake, I mean, the Xbox One, it has the power brick outside. Hoorah! I mean, that's like, this is my power brick. Look, it's outside. Here it is.
Are you supposed to see how strong it is if it's in?
Oh, yeah.
No, I mean, it's kind of funny as you describe that. It is so like the American cars versus Japanese cars for like many, many years. America, big and boxy. Kind of brute force, and Japanese, sleek and slender and nuanced.
So I don't want any of that door wedge stuff anywhere near me for a while. I mean, I will eventually get a door wedge because I hear it only does everything. Oh, no, it doesn't actually do everything. MP3s and stuff like that. No.
We're not going there.
I hear Mr. Japanese Man saying that it was a mistake and it wasn't done on purpose to try and make people buy Sony Uplay music or whatever it is. It was a mistake. We're going to correct it.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you know what? I don't think that no matter what Microsoft could have done over the last 6 months, nothing would be enough.
No.
Not one thing would be enough. No one is criticizing. Nobody, when Sony comes out with stuff like this here, and stuff like that. No one's jumping down their throat. No one. But no matter what Microsoft do, it's, oh, yeah, they're on catch-up now, or 720p, or, oh, my God, the frame rate's only 16 frames per second. It's terrible. Now, you know,
I'm all for, you know, being in support of Microsoft from time to time. However, I'm going to say this. I think that Microsoft certainly brought a lot of this on themselves and how they presented the console, how they kind of didn't want to address a lot of the rumors head on, you know, prior to the unveilings, and really just they created a lot of the shitstorm for themselves.
Yeah, but over the last month, Greg, all of those pile of this stuff that
I know, that, I know, that, it's water under the bridge
Microsoft
at this point.
There, Sony or not, I also agreeing with, you know, all the streaming stuff and the Vita stuff isn't working just the way they thought it would, and it needs this update to make the Blu-ray work, and there's a whole pile of, they can't plug in a USB drive, and the biggest sin of all is the big thing that they talked about, that you could press a button like on a Vita to make it sleep and then come back to it again, and that isn't going to happen for a while. But you know what? It'll be, I'm being picky. It will be a fantastic console. It's the shape I have a problem with. I don't have a wedge-shaped place for it in my heart. I have only a place for big and boxy, and I want my power brick showing off.
Robin?
Yeah.
Robin, this is where I have sometimes a hard time understanding your accent, because I could have swore you said it's the ship that I have a problem with.
The shape.
To be sure. Yes. All right.
Anyway, sorry, I digress. So, yes, I'm excited.
Digress to The Wolf Among Us.
I'm excited. Oh, yes, The Wolf Among Us. You know what? It was a week beforehand, but I thought it was worth commenting on because I haven't heard enough people talking about it. Wolf Among Us, the same people that made The Walking Dead. It's the same sort of style. The Wolf Among Us is a cartoon book, comic strip
cel-shaded
book that, yeah, which I never read. And it's about fairy tale characters like Little Red Riding Hood and Cinderella and people like that, the three little pigs, that have all, for some reason or another, moved to New York, and they've taken on, generally, they take magic and they take on the shape of normal human beings. And the big bad wolf is the sheriff and looks after them and stops them killing each other. He's not very successful at that. And he's sort of, you're playing him, and it's about a murder, it's a murder mystery, something goes wrong and he has to go out there. It's quite violent, it's not the sort of thing that you play in front of the kids. But The first episode just came out. Not very dear. It's on Xbox 360 and PS3, I believe, as well. Fantastic. The first episode. Oh, I tell you what. The first, I will tell, well, I won't, you have any of you guys played it yet? No?
No.
I played the demo. I have
okay.
not played it.
It's about 2 hours. It plays the same way as The Walking Dead. There is such a twist at the end of the first
okay.
part. It's fantastic! It's just, wow! I was going, wow! And like, wow! And over here, I went, wow! It's just brilliant, man! So I'm looking forward to that. I really hope it goes to next gen as well. Even though I'm going to keep my nice little 360 in this 360-shaped slot down here. Hello, City60. Hi. I hope that it migrates to my one. But it's a fantastic thing. Right. Well worth a play. Even if you only throw down the bucks to buy the first episode, give it a go. The story is fantastic. And within maybe 10 minutes of playing or 15 minutes of playing, you will be invested in some of the characters that are there. Once you get your head around it, you know, who they are and what it is and the premise of it all. It's very, very good. Very well acted and voice acted. That's cool.
All right.
Yeah, I think I'm going to give it a try now. You've convinced me.
Yeah,
and I don't know why I haven't really given it a try. It's because, I like The Walking Dead and...
but you knew something about what The Walking Dead was. It was...
Not really. Not really. Like, I've never watched any of The Walking Dead.
Yeah, but you know it was about zombies. You know... There was and I also think there was a little bit more hype
there
for
was.
The Walking
yeah,
Dead
I think
video
that,
game.
That's what got
this. Yeah, this came out a
so
little
soft.
Quiet.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. But it's quite good. At least even the little bits. Yeah, quite good. Anyway, all right. New releases. Yeah. Let's move on. Let's talk some new releases. All right, we got quite a few games, guys. Quite a few, not on the Wii U though. The only thing happening on the Wii U. And I know Richard Primrose, he's excited about this because it's also coming out on the Wii, is Barbie Dreamhouse Party. Yeah, that's happening on the Wii. I don't know what to say to that. It's also available for the 3DS, in case you were wondering. Lego Friends, also coming out on the 3DS this week. And that's pretty much it for Nintendo. I think they're playing it safe with the big launch for, of course, Sony. This week, not only do we see a ton of games, but, of course, the PlayStation 4 is releasing in North America on the 15th. I'll just throw this out there real fast. Next week, we're going to have Gary DeFelice on the show.
Uh-huh.
He has his PS4 is coming to him on Friday, so he will have had time with it. He'll be able to answer questions. In fact, we have a thread up in the Gate forums for questions, so don't forget about that.
Because in the UK, the X-Bone is first.
Yeah, yeah.
Isn't it? So it really doesn't matter, though, which one's first by a week, does it? Come on.
Not at all. Yeah. Not at all. Alright, PS3 retail games this week. You've got DuckTales Remastered.
Nope.
Injustice Gods Among Us.
Nope.
Ultimate Edition.
Nope.
Ratchet and Clank Into the Nexus.
Nope.
Here's one you're going to like, Mike. Wonder Book, Book of Potions, and Wonder Book Walking with the Dinosaurs.
Wonder Book!
Also coming out this week, XCOM, Enemy Within.
Nope.
Don't you dare. I will stab you in the throat.
Is this the DLC?
No, this is an enhanced version of the game.
Are you
going to
get
so
it?
I've already got it.
You. Yeah.
Yes. PS4 retail this week, Angry Birds Star Wars, jumping into the next gen, Assassin's Creed 4 Black Flag, Battlefield 4, Call of Duty Ghosts, FIFA 14, Injustice Gods Among Us Ultimate Edition, Just Dance 2014,
gonna be
Knack,
okay.
Killzone Shadowfall, Lego Marvel Super Heroes, Madden NFL 25, NBA 2K14, Need for Speed Rivals, and Skylanders Swap Force.
Nice.
All hitting the PS4 retail shelves. And PSN games this week coming out. Contrast, Injustice Gods Among Us, Ratchet and Clank Into the Nexus, Velocity Ultra, Wonder Book Diggs Nightcrawler, and Wonder Book Walking with the Dinosaurs, and XCOM Enemy Within. And some DLC for Bioshock Infinite, Burial at Sea Part 1.
I wonder when that is. I was actually looking for that tonight to download it, but it doesn't seem to be available on the UK.
It's probably coming tomorrow. Okay. Yeah. WWE 2K14 New World Order Pack. So those are all coming out to retail shelves, or I should say PSN shelves. And Xbox 360 this week. I'm going to take a step back. PS Vita, I almost skipped over it. It does have one title, Injustice God Among Us. That is coming out for the Vita, so there is something to play on the Vita. Xbox 360 this week, you've got Deadfall Adventures, DuckTales Remastered, Injustice Gods Among Us, Ultimate Edition, and XCOM Enemy Within. And Xbox Live Arcade this week, The Bridge, and it says Contest, which I can only think is potentially I think it's a typo. It should be Contrast. Just saying. And I didn't know that was coming out to Xbox Live Arcade, but this list shows it there.
Check it out.
Maybe it's coming.
Contrast, is that the free one that come with PS4?
Yes. Yeah. PSN Plus gets that for free this month, so that's their giveaway in place of not having Drive Club. DLC, Bioshock Infinite, Burial at Sea Part 1, and WWE 2K14 New World Order Pack. Games on Demand, Ben 10 Omniverse 2, Pro Evolution Soccer 2014, and Zumba Fitness World Party. And moving over to PC and Mac. Mostly PC, not so much Mac. Baldur's Gate 2 Enhanced Edition, Bioshock Infinite, Burial at Sea Part 1, Blood Knights, Chivalry, Deadliest Warrior, Company of Heroes 2 German Commander Elite Troop Doctrine. Also, Company of Heroes 2 Soviet Commander Soviet Industry Tactics.
Wow, gotcha.
Not to be outdone, Company of Heroes 2 Victory at Stalingrad, and Company of Heroes 2 Victory at Stalingrad Bundle. I don't know what the bundle is, but it's a bundle. Contrast, also coming to PC this week. Deadfall Adventures, Injustice Gods Among Us Ultimate Edition, Pixel Junk Shooter, Rain Blood Chronicles Mirage, SimCity Cities of Tomorrow, X Rebirth, and last but not least, XCOM Enemy Within.
Bam!
That does it for your new releases.
Michael, do you know if SimCity ever came out for your MacBook?
Yeah, it did. August.
Is it out? Oh, right, okay. My son's after it.
It's a lot. It's expensive, though. That's why I haven't picked it up.
But you do all right.
All right. Some news headlines, guys, and we can talk about this as we see fit, so to speak. And that is just kind of ironic based on the first title. The first news headline: Europeans to stay unfit for another week after We Fit You is delayed at retail. So accordingly, We Fit You is going to appear on the European shelves a week later than planned, now launching on December 13th alongside the North American version. So all those Wii U owners that were wanting to jump into We Fit You, you're going to have to wait just a little bit longer.
Just wait.
Yeah, just wait.
Yeah, well, you know, the PX90, you know, what is it, PX? Isn't it PX90 that's coming with that fitness program on DVD?
Yeah.
It's coming for a year free of charge on the Xbox One.
Yep.
I believe so. PX90 and Insanity. Yeah, so.
Sanity.
Heart attacks, watch out. Here we come.
Yep. Heart attacks inbound. Nerds dropping like flies. Alright. Amazon has launched a PSN storefront, guys. This is kind of exciting because, previously with Amazon, you could get PC digital codes, but you could never get digital codes for any of your console games. Well, that is all changing now with the launch of the PSN storefront. Customers can purchase download codes for PS4, PS3, and Vita games and DLC via the online retailer. So you don't have to wait for it to get shipped to you. You can now just get the code and get the game digitally.
But who would do that?
Well, I think a lot of people would. I think a lot. You're not going to have to wait. Just think about it. You don't have to wait for it to get shipped to you. You can just buy the code online, especially if it's a game you think you're going to want to keep. I think there's some value to that. I don't understand.
What is the difference of going just to the PSN store, the PlayStation store, and doing it there. It just means you can do it from your desk in the office, or is that the only difference? No, you're not browsing
possibly,
it on your
but also, but think about it for gifting. You know, you could buy a PSN game for your son through Amazon, or me through Amazon and send me the code.
Oh, you must be joking. You have to have a son.
You don't have to have a son. No, you could do it for your daughter too.
Sons will be provided.
Yes, sons will be provided. No, but I think there's some value to it. You know, yeah, I get exactly what you're saying. It's like, how different is this from just doing it on PSN?
It's another way. It's another more mainstream way to do it. Yeah, I get that.
Here's the kicker though, because don't forget, Amazon does a lot of these deals once in a while where they have their gold box deals, that kind of thing. So it could just be another avenue for you to potentially find a sale for a game at cheap, because if they're just doing the digital code, I'm guessing Amazon's going to be pretty aggressive on doing some of these game sales with it. So I'm all for this. Any new ways I can possibly buy my game, I'm all for it. You know, and I'm one of those people that kind of wants to move away from boxed retail games. I'm for the digital future. So, yeah.
Yeah, well, I kind of heard today that just a tweet there recently in from Shipwreck from the Cowcast saying that NAC is going to take up about 10% of the hard drive space on your PS4.
Jesus Christ.
Which is, so that's going to be, that's this 500 gigabyte drive is going to soon have to be replaced. Easy on the PS4, not so easy on the Xbox One. But if we are going that digital route, that the hard drive space is going to be a big, big issue.
Well, so that's actually that's kind of an interesting point you just brought up. One, the Xbox One as of launch day won't support external hard drives. They said that support's going to be coming down the road.
Yeah.
But the difference between the Xbox One and the PS4 in terms of the hard drives is the PS4 does not support external hard drives. And it only supports swapping out of the internal hard drive. Mm. So, you know, you have your 500 gig in there right now. A lot of people are talking about swapping out to a 1 terabyte hard drive, whatever the case may be. They can open it up, pull it out, put the new one in, and format it up, and then they've got their hard drive. They lose the ability to access the old hard drive. And that's a difference with Xbox One when it, you know, when they finally patch in the support for the external hard drive. That's going to plug in via USB 3.0 to the side.
Yeah.
You'll have access to your original 500 gigs plus whatever you have in that external hard drive.
Yeah. Well, actually, it's funny. I've done a really stupid newbie thing. When I was updating my PS3 with the tiny 30 gig drive, I went and bought a 2 terabyte USB drive there not so long ago and thought, well, yeah, I can do that. But you couldn't play games off the hard drive.
Wow.
So I suppose that the challenge is, I suppose USB 3 is a lot faster. You're trying to think about the read speeds off a USB drive, and will it play? Will the games play fine off that?
It's a good question. I'm sure there's going to be some minimum specs, and no doubt Microsoft will have a Microsoft approved
hard drive,
external hard drive. Yeah, sure, without a doubt they'll have that. But hopefully we'll be able to find some. You know, cheaper alternatives that are just as fast and connect up nicely. So, yeah. Anyway, let's move on. Next story. Disney Interactive co-president John Pleasance resigns. He's left his post as the co-president of Disney Interactive. It was kind of interesting though, the way this went out, because it almost makes it sound like from some of his quotes, like he's not necessarily leaving of his own accord. So he starts off, the quote says, it was a collaborative decision to do what's right for the business at a time when we have clear momentum. And then he went on to say, it's complicated to have co-presidents. It doesn't seem to make sense as a long-term strategy. I get all this. That kind of sounds like it's at least a decision that he was behind. But then he went on to say, I will tell you that it's a bit of a mixed thing for me. I would have also been happy to stay on. I would be misleading you if I said I wanted to leave. So it kind of sounds like maybe he got a little bit forced out, and they said, look, we can only have one president, so you got the short straw, dude. You're
awkward.
Out. Yeah. All right. PS4 usage terms indicate PSN voice and text monitoring will happen. Yeah, so Sony updated their software usage terms, and basically within it contained some statements such as your use of PSN and our community features may be recorded and collected by us or sent to us by other users as described in section 13.1. I mean,
it's look, crazy. It's ridiculous. Think, it's crazy.
I know. All these companies are going to monitor their the communications
what
on
the
their
heck?
Devices.
Now, do you know what? Unless you're a baddie, unless you're a bad person, what difference is that going to make, really? You know.
I agree. I think this really boils down to situations of abuse of people doing online bullying, and people putting forward maybe some videos that aren't necessarily wanted, or somebody was doing something they shouldn't be doing. I mean, that's what it boils down to. Sony has to protect themselves. I don't really find this to be something crazy or egregious. I don't think they're going to be running to the NSA with all of these videos and saying, here, take them, watch all you want. So, I think it's more of a non-story than a story, but we had to bring it up. Here was one that started off as a pretty ugly incident and turned into quite the opposite. So, last week, basically a lucky guy got the, and his Twitter name is Moonlight Swami. He got his Xbox One sent to him early from Target. Yeah.
Shop to process my order today.
So he has his Xbox One. He opened it up. He hooked it all up and instantly pretty much got banned. The funny thing about it, or the ironic thing about it, is he was tweeting off and he was creating some videos on YouTube and basically glowing about the Xbox One and how much he loved it and what he was experiencing, and he said it was a great console. And then he got banned. To his credit, he was not sour over it. Microsoft, he reached out to Larry Herb and Major Nelson at Microsoft, I guess, got it squared away. It's not a permanent ban. It's just a ban for leading up to launch.
Yeah.
Or I guess it's actually until their NDAs lift. So they have right now some basically some dates locked where press can't talk about anything. And as those start to lift, they told him, yeah, at that point you can talk about it all you want. And they've also invited him, and they're sending him to one of their launch events.
Good.
As a way of saying thank you. So it turned out totally fine. In fact, I've sent him Moonlight Swami a couple texts. I was just kind of curious if there was anything he could talk about. I was curious to know what the hard drive size was after installation, because we know the OS is going to take it up. I was kind of curious. He said he couldn't even find where the settings were for that. I think that was just him kind of shying away from talking about anything.
Yeah,
so
maybe.
Anyway, so there's that.
Well, it wasn't really his fault, was it?
It wasn't his fault at all.
It was paid for in full, we think, anyway. And so
he got it legitimately.
Yeah.
And, it all worked out in the end. It was funny because here, one of the guys that the videos he was releasing out, like on NeoGAF and stuff, they were all, like, eating it up, very positive responses to it. This guy was, in a sense, selling Xbox One to the masses, probably better than most Microsoft marketing has up to this point.
And they stop
and
it.
Then they turn around and ban him.
Like, how dare you do such a good job with promoting.
And then our last news story, guys. I'll just say it right now. Cancel your PlayStation 4 pre-orders, because you're going to want to divert your money over to the GameStick, because the GameStick has been delayed out to now launch on the same day as the PlayStation 4.
Well, sorry, you cut out there. What did you say? What was
the GameStick? The GameStick is now launching the same day as the PlayStation 4. So clearly, you want the GameStick, not
what
the PlayStation.
What is the GameStick,
4.
Greg?
Well, the GameStick, Mike, that is a PlayJam's Android-based GameStick console. And basically, you just it's a gamepad that you can hook right up to. It's like a portable console, and it'll play Android games, and is there anything you need more?
No,
it's kind of like the Ouya, but it's just a controller.
Sounds like everything I ever wanted.
Yeah.
Ever wanted? No, I don't think so.
Yep. It'll be available November 15th. plan accordingly. There could be long lines. All right. Let's trudge on, guys. We can talk about we have all kinds of questions sitting out there, and I think some of them aren't really being addressed as of right now, like our Ask Us Anything thread over the Gate forums. Last time I checked, it still hadn't been no new questions posed to us. But the question I do want listeners to address is the PlayStation 4 thread, so the Ask Us Anything About the PlayStation 4, because next week, when Gary DeFelice is on the show, we're going to put him to the fire with all kinds of questions. And
put him to the fire. And,
you know, hopefully he's going to be paying attention enough to look and have answers for all of those questions. Because if he doesn't, we'll kill him.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's the way we roll, unfortunately.
It is.
You're so cruel.
Alright, another thing I want to address again, casting call. Certainly, if you are interested in being on the podcast with the podcast team, we've gotten a number of responses so far, and I love them, and potentially we may have to, maybe next week on, the show, read off some of these responses. Even Robin, you sent me in a great email. So there's quite a few fairly lengthy emails that talking about the criteria that these people bring to the table, which is just, it's worth a read, I think. So we'll address that next week.
I had fun writing that as well too.
Yeah, you were not the only one. I will just throw that out. You were not the only one. Now we do have a contest, Mike. This is where you need to be ready. Are you ready, Mike?
Ready.
Yeah, this is the Name the Game contest, really, which we are blatantly ripping off from the Major Nelson podcast.
Yeah, we're even going to call it the same thing because we don't care.
Name the friggin' game.
Name the fucking Major Nelson. There you go.
And so all you have to do is you're going to listen to the soundbite that Mike's going to play in just a moment.
Uh-huh.
And then you're going to email podcast@g4te.com.
Indeed, you do.
And you're going to tell us the name of the game. And make sure you, of course, have your email. Well, you don't have to have your email address in there, but just tell us your name so we at least know who it is.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes the email addresses are kind of quirky, so at least give us your full name, or whatever name you want us to use. So if you want a gamer tag name instead, fine. Because you're going to win, a little something. I'm not going to pump this up too much. A little something that we're going to give away, courtesy of Denver J. I want to throw him out there, as the your benefactor, I should say. So, name this game.
Crap.
Go, Mike.
Okay.
Stalling.
Here we go. Ta-da.
All right. Name that game. That game, I will throw this hint out. It is on a number of different platforms. So it's not exclusive to the Xbox, to the PlayStation 3 or PC. It's out there in a number of places. I dare say it's a very likable game.
We like it.
Yes. All right. That does it for that. I've been talking for quite a while, I think.
So
I know. Yeah, I feel like I've been talking the whole time. But we're kind of at the point of the show. We're gonna wrap things up.
Oh, right.
Yeah. So we should talk about. Well, first and foremost, we're gonna do events and happenings. Bongo, I'm gonna have you read off the birthdays and new members.
I know.
Don't worry.
Okay.
And then, in the meantime, I'm going to talk about some victories achieved this week. And Mike, you're going to start prepping, of course. And I know you were going to do this.
Yes.
The community spotlight audio sound.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I knew you were totally onto that.
Yeah.
So, in terms of, this week, victories achieved. And dear Lord, it seems like there is a ton. So, Kev 67, and that's Kev FH 67, finished Call of Duty Ghosts. Smoolander finished Dark Souls. And an interesting side note about Smoolander is he wrote about every death and experience along the way. definitely should follow @Smoolander on Twitter, and apparently he has a blog about his Dark Souls. It's called Dark Souls Journey of Death series. So there you go. Smoolander, Dark Souls, Richard Primrose, you should be listening to this. Womble MK finished Battlefield 4 and Call of Duty Ghosts. Dr. C. Smith finished Call of Duty Ghosts. Chinny 1985 yes. finished Dishonored.
I did.
Yeah, I guess we weren't going to talk about that on the show.
I talked about it last week. It was shit.
Oh, okay.
Second half was shit. The first half was good.
Okay. Something to look forward to, I suppose. Pebbles 910 finished The Walking Dead Episode 1. Louis Danson 22 finished Assassin's Creed Black Flag. Step J 1971 finished Call of Duty Ghosts. Marcanix finished Killzone 3 and GTA 5. And PG Tips 77 finished Saints Row 4. And I also want to make sure we mention that the new G4TE website should be launching on Friday alongside the launch of the PS4. So that's the new G4TE website. So they basically have been doing a big remodel on it.
Yeah.
That'll be launching without hiccup, crossing our fingers, on Friday, December 15th.
Okay.
So, exciting stuff. Let's go to Mr. Robin Tate. Why don't we talk about some birthdays and new members?
Yeah, well, we have a birthday this week of Abel Fruitcake. Good lad. You've reached the year of the meaning of life, the universe, and everything. And that's as much as I'm saying because I don't want to mention that name whatsoever. And we've got MG here as well as a birthday. Happy birthday to you both. Hope you have a great time. And we've got a new member of Doc this week. Welcome, Doc. Welcome to the madness of old
crinkly
people in G4TE and the Overseas Connection. Welcome, welcome, welcome. And,
welcome.
Oh, hi.
All right, Mike, let's roll that audio.
Shit. Wait a minute.
Seriously, every time.
What? I'm fucking getting owned on hours.
Hello, everybody. This is Parsnip Nose with another weekly community spotlight. This week, I would like to mention Amaranth, because she has done some really splendid work for us over the last few weeks. In case you don't know, she's a graphic designer, and she's been designing some very, very nice new graphics for something that is a secret. That is a secret until about this Friday. Not a very well-kept secret, because some people have accidentally put it out on Facebook or Twitter or
podcast.
YouTube. Actually, there aren't very many places that it hasn't been, so it's a terribly kept secret. Anyway, if you want to check out Amaranth, look on Facebook for Lily Pond Art Studio in, where is she? Madison, Alabama, I think. Very nice place to take your children to do painting and stuff like that. She does art classes. Anyway, that's it from me. That's enough waffle. Check out Amaranth, Lily Pond Art Studio. Thank you so much, Emma. We appreciate every single bit of work you did, and I know it took you ages. Okay, love you all. Love you, love you. Hugs, hugs. Bye.
No need
I
feel for dirty. That, was I?
I know. I feel like I've been
Shit.
Violated.
Her out.
Yeah, there's also that. yes, Amaranth.
Amaranth.
all right. Let's see here. Let's try and get ourselves focused back on point. Robin, this is your big test for becoming part of the podcast. If you're going to email the show, Robin, you want to send an email to us, what email should you send it to?
Well, you should send it to podcast@oc_something.com.
And that concludes Robin Tate's journey with the Overseas Connection podcast.
Of course, you should email the show at ocpodcast@gmail.com or podcast@g4te.com. It's nice and simple, and that's your email. And if you want to tweet us, you can tweet us at @OC_podcast.
You've redeemed yourself.
Hey, not bad.
Back on the show. iTunes and YouTube reviews. More iTunes than anything, because that's how people find us. That's how other people get to listen to the lovely dulcet tones of the podcast. And, you know, hey, we like to talk to people, especially when they can't talk back. That's the best.
Oh, yeah, that's way better.
Yeah. It's not nearly as fun when my wife talks back to me.
No.
When I can just talk and get away with it, I'm just saying. Arguments go much better.
Yes, dear.
Yeah. That's usually how they go. Thanks for reminding me. All right. Let's do some shout outs and wrap this up. Robin, go.
Yeah, well, look, I would like to shout out Mr. Phil Fee. I listened to another Virtual Pizza episode this week, and I love his new short, snappy format. Well done, Phil. Great job on the Virtual Pizza. I would just like to say to everybody over the next week, 10 days, what a fantastic time it is for us all. With the joystick thing that you mentioned coming out, fantastic. And the PS4 and the Xbox One. I am so stoked for next Friday. And not this Friday, but next Friday the 22nd. I'm taking that day off. I'm paying extra to get it delivered on that Friday. I'm crapping myself that it doesn't arrive. But yeah, I can't wait. And the guys in the States getting the PS4s early. Fantastic. I can't wait. Such an exciting time for us all. So,
I feel like we should be playing like that Christmas music. It's the most wonderful time of the year in the background. It would just go so well.
So, guys, enjoy. We're all going to have fantastic experiences. Maybe not for the first few days while we're downloading updates and everybody in the world is, but, it's going to be fantastic to be part of this next generation. And when I have my PS4 connected through my Xbone, and I'm playing my Xbone or my PS4, and I get notifications that somebody wants to chat to me on my Xbone, that's going to be so cool. The pass through. Anyway, yes,
the world
so everybody
we live in.
Enjoy the new stuff. New stuff, new toys coming our way. And guys, thanks very much for having me on.
No worries.
Been lovely.
You're welcome.
Lovely. Been fun.
Yep. Now,
worry,
like
I'm
your Woodstock
the
days.
Soon, so it doesn't matter.
Yep. Yeah. Robin, like your days in the hate, you have to pass it around now. So you take your last puff, you pass it over to the next person in the
and
podcast.
And over to Mike, please.
Yes, I would like to shout out Verbal Rob for gifting me Hotline Miami on Steam. People are gifting me games, Greg, and I don't play Steam.
I was just going to say, have you ever played a game on Steam?
No.
You know a sad story about Steam? I bought FTL on Steam, but because of the stupid, you know, I'm using Fantastic Windows 8.1, that FTL runs like crap on my computer.
Really?
And I don't know what the hell I need to do to the settings, but yeah, apparently not compatible with Windows 8, and it runs like unplayable.
Have you tried switching it on and off again?
I have.
Right on.
Thank you for that.
I've got FTL as well, and I haven't even switched it on.
Yeah.
Sorry, internet. But yeah, maybe I'll try and give him a go because I do really want to play Hotline Miami. So good stuff. So Verbal Rob, big ups. Thanks, dude.
You're welcome, man.
And Greg, off you go.
Yeah, I wasn't sure if you were done. I just, you know, again, this is probably why you're getting kicked off the show, Mike. I want to say thank you to Mike. You know, you have been Mr. Reliable. You know, whatever the future may hold in terms of when we podcast, I will make sure you're on it. I don't care what you think. I'm going to call your girlfriend and I'm going to cry to her and I'll send her pictures of my son and it will make her like totally be like, no, Mike, you get on that show. So
I can send her pictures.
Do it. Why don't you all do it?
I don't think you want Robin to send the pictures she's going to send. Mm-hmm. anyway, Robin, I want to thank you for being on the show.
Hey, no problem.
Your enthusiasm today is unmatched by either one of Mike and I. So
yeah,
that wasn't even good English, but hey, who's really listening except for Christopher Matthew? Christopher Matthew, yes, Star Destroyers over the Enterprise. Just saying. And I think that's it. I think we can wrap this one up.
Let's do it.
Thanks for listening.
Bye, kids.
Bye, y'all.
This call is being recorded.
I think I am recording already.
Have you got anything to send me, Greg?
I do. I do indeed.
Son of a bitch. Yeah, so, you know, so we had a new guy start today, Greg. I was just telling Robin.
Okay. New guy.
New guy. He's
Did you haze him?
Oh, yeah, we fucked him up. I called him One Direction because he looks like a lad from One Direction. he's 18. He's so young. He's born
80?
18.
Oh, I thought you said 80, and I was like, Jesus Christ.
No, he's 18. he's ridiculously young, you know. And he was born in 94.
Oh, I love Chris Hardwick. Actually, my favorite
and the Nerdist.
No, not on the Nerdist. After The Walking Dead airs.
Talking Dead.
Talking Dead.
And I did Talking Bad as well.
I watched it. The Talking Bad was good.
You know what?
Too.
Like we always used to listen to the Nerdist, me and Tara, and then we watched, after Breaking Bad, we'd watch a Talking Bad thing, and she never realised how like good looking Chris Hardwick is.
Right? She's tiny.
She's like, oh my god, can we watch another Talking Bad? I was like, no, we fucking can't. Proper fancies him, man. Yeah, what was Godzilla.
They're doing a remake.
It is a guilty pleasure sort of film, but.
Oh, I used to watch all the Godzillas. Like, back in the day when they were, you know, Man in the Rubber Suit Godzillas. Loved those movies as a kid. Holy smokes.
Netflix has so many of those old B-movies on the American Netflix, not the UK one. Yeah. I'm working my way through some of them.
They're just, like, ungodly bad, but they're great. Godzilla on Monster Island was one of my favorites, with Baby Godzilla, who blew, like, smoke rings.
Was that Godzuki?
I don't know if it was Godzuki. I think they called him Baby Godzilla. That's from the cartoon.
Yeah.
I'm singing. Not that I know all this shit.
Again, damn it. you just need to get married and get some kids.
Well, he's halfway there. He just has to ask the question.
I'm working on it.
Yeah, well.
Gotta get the funding first.
Well, sometimes it just happens.
This is true. That's my wife.
Stop that.
You did this to me!
dear.
If you like this podcast, there is another site you should check out, which is called VGHub.net. And on there, you find a bunch of links to other video game podcasts. Similar in vein to ours, but different in the way they're delivered. Some have all kinds of sound effects.
Are for old people.
Some talk about RPGs.
Too many, some people say.
Come on, yeah.
Some might say that.
No one says that.
Then, of course, you have links to, you know, great forums.
You don't have any other friends.
So, check it out, vghub.net. It is a great starting point for your podcast discovery.